So today's the 32nd day of the Omer. It's the Yahrzeit of two very Heilig Tzaddikim. Firstly, the Noida B'Yehuda, of which the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had tremendous revere for him. He said that it was a neshama which came down into the world which had never come before. And he had special haracha for the Noida B'Yehuda, one of the great poskim in the history of the Jewish people. It's also the yahrzeit of the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, the Degel Machon Ephraim. Zichus Yodim Aleinu. Many of the Torahs which we have from the Baal Shem Tov come from the Sefer, Degel Machon Ephraim. And L'Kavod Lag Ba'omer, there's a Torah in Parshas Beshalach, which is somewhat well known, where the Degel Machon Ephraim is going on the Pasuk with B'nai Yisrael Yotzim B'Yad Rama, that the Yidden left Mitzrayim B'Yad Rama with a very lofty hand. And he quotes the Targum, who writes that B'nai Yisrael left B'Yad Rama, that the Aramaic translation of the words B'Yad Rama is Beresh Gali. And this word Beresh Gali is very difficult to translate. And he offers about 4 or 5 pshatim in what Beresh Gali means, and how it explains B'Yad Rama. And 2 of the pshatim we're going to share now. He says, Beresh Gali is a remez to the Sefer of the Zayar. Al derech the Isa B'Zayar Kaddish, because the Zayar says, B'Sifra Da Yifka Min Galusa. The Zayar itself testifies that with this Sefer, B'nai Yisrael will leave this Galus B'rachamim. With compassion and mercy will emerge from this Garen Galus. V'ayin Sham, and look there, that it says that when the Sefer HaZayar will be revealed, B'nai Yisrael will leave the Galus. And he explains, B'derech Ramez B'yad Rama, which is Beresh Gali, that the word Beresh, Beis Resh, Yud Shin, the Rashi Tevis, the first letters spell out Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Gali is the lashon of his godless, of revelation, as if to say Beresh Gali, kishi is godless Sifra Hakadosh Sefer Zayar. That when the Sefer of Zayar will become revealed, as Bida Yifka Megalusa, it will be with this that Bnei Yisrael will leave the godless. And he writes V'Havein and understand this very deeply, as if he's conveying something very, very profound. And then he writes, perhaps you can explain, based on that which is well known, the letter which was written, in where it explains that once the Baal Shem Tov had an Aliyas Neshama, his Neshama went up to the high heavens, which is very common by great tzaddikim of each generation, that it says that the Baal Shem Tov was taken to the Heichal of Mashiach, and he asked the Neshama of Mashiach, Imasai Ka'asimar, when are you coming, Mashiach? And Mashiach answered him, Kishi is Gala Tairascha, when your Torah becomes revealed via Futsu Mayanasecha Chutza, and your wellsprings, that they can be found and spread out throughout the world. Via Shleima, he says, that this is also alluded to in this Pasuk of B'nai Yisrael Yoitzin B'Yad Rama. Targum says Beresh Gali. The Beresh is also the Rashi Tevos, the acronym for Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. Gali, Kishi Yisgala Tairasa, when his Taira becomes revealed via Futu Mayanaisa, Yifka Mingalusa, then Kla Yisrael will leave this Galus. Now there's different perspectives, and we're just going to focus on for a moment about one aspect, and a very important aspect of the Taira of Chassidus. There's the way that the world views Chassidus, and then there's the way that Chassidus views Chassidus. And I'm going to share with you a thought based on how Chassidus views Chassidus. Not that it's biased, it's just how Chassidus sees itself and the role of Chassidus. As you see from these statements of the Degel Machon Ephraim, that the Geula itself depends on the revelation of the Sefer HaZayar and the revelation of the Torah of Reb Shimon, and these are not two separate statements. What that means is when we try to understand and we take for granted, which we do, that which the Zayar says, that the Geula depends upon the Sefer of Zayar. What does that mean? Does that mean that the actual learning of the Sefer of Zayar Kaddish that the opening it up and reciting the words of the Zohar Kaddish will bring the Geula? That could be one possible explanation. But there have been many different... there have been many different rivers and schools of thought which have flown from the waters of the Zohar, this sea of the Zohar Kaddish. For example, the school of the Ramchal, the teachings of the Ramchal, even all the way down to the Mesilas Yesharim, which is the Sefer, which is learned by everyone, is very much rooted in the works of the Zohar Kaddish, the teachings of the Zohar. And of course, there's the school of the Vilna Gaon, there's the school of the Sfaradim, which is the Rashash, and then there's the school of the Baal Shem Tov. In all of these schools of thought, of ways in service of Hashem, are all rooted in the words of the Zohar Kaddish. As much as, for example, the Vilna Gaon was a genius and a Talmud Chacham of the highest caliber in Niglus HaTorah and Halacha, and in Pilpul and understanding Shas and its depth and profundity, the Vilna Gaon was even greater master in Kabbalah than he was in Niglus HaTorah. And each one of these schools had a different nekuda, as really, what does the Zohar mean when it says the spreading of the teachings of the Zohar? The Groot wrote many Svarim in Kabbalah, as did the Ramchal, and did the Rashash, and many other tzaddikim who followed. And even those who were geniuses in Halacha were masters in Kabbalah as well, like the Chassam Sofer and others. Although they didn't show it publicly, that wasn't their way. But behind closed doors, they learned a lot, and they were very fluent in the teachings of the Zohar Kaddish of Reb Shem Bar Yochai. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says that anybody who has a here or a doubt of the authenticity of the Zohar Kaddish can be called an apikoros. That's how much the Sefer of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is amongst the Sfarim like Shas, which are so deep and so dear to us. The Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov, and we'll just focus on that for now because our time is short, was that when the Zohar Kaddish says that this Sefer, on it is writing the Geula, it wasn't referring per se to the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. It wasn't referring to that which we think about the Zohar HaKadosh, that it's filled with names of Hashem, and that it's filled with names of Malachim, and all types of scary things, and Ayin Haras, and all that. The spooky stuff. That is, to the Baal Shem Tov, that wasn't the essence of the Zohar HaKadosh. The essence of the Sefer HaZohar, the Baal Shem Tov said, was Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Because the Sefer HaZohar has many things, but a person has to ask himself, what is the Iker and what's the Tafel? What is the main thing and what is only secondary? The Baal Shem Tov taught that a service of Hashem through love and a fear of Hashem and closeness and dveikus to Hashem, this is what the Zohar is teaching, that when the Zohar is flowing in the streets, it means that when Yidin serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ava and Yira, with dedication, with Mesiras Nefesh, that's what it means that the Zohar Kaddish is accepted. Not that when people become masters of understanding of the Kabbalah, which perhaps is more associated with the Vilna Gaon's Derech, and the Ramchal and the Rashash perhaps. The Baal Shem Tov taught that the Zohar Kaddish is Shaykh to everyone. Like the Beis Aaron from Karlin taught, Keshem Shekadosh Baruch Hu Lakol, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for everyone, so too Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Kach Reb Shimon Lakol, Reb Shimon is for everyone. And a person can look at that Maimer from the Reb Baruch Mezhrizer, who was the grandson also of the brother actually of the Degel Machane Ephraim, and say, what does that mean? For me, Reb Shimon, I'm just a simple person. I'm just a Daf Yomi guy. No, but the teachings of Reb Shimon is not just for every single male, every zachar, but every nekeva, every child, anybody who's searching for Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem in a relationship, something meaningful with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the words of the Zohar Kaddish. And that's why, unlike other Svarim which are written on the Chumash, all of the Talmidei Baal Shem, when they wrote Svarim, they wrote them in a way where, no matter which parsha you open up the Sefer to, you'll find something about Avas Hashem and Avodas Hashem and Yerushalayim. You could take the most random, not that anything is random, mitzvah. For example, you could take the mitzvah of Shatnez and you'll look at, open up the Sefer from the Talmid Baal Shem, and you'll find something about Avos Hashem and Yerushalayim. What's the point of that? Why were they using Shanes as a springboard for Avos Hashem and Yerushalayim? Why couldn't you just talk about Shanes? But the Indian is that the Baal Shem Tov wanted to find the main nekuda of Avodas Hashem throughout the entire Torah. The Shanes is teaching Yerush Hashem and Avos Hashem. If you could just mute your phone, please, whoever's listening. And that fill in is Yiras Hashem, and Mak is Yiras Hashem, and Karbanas is Yiras Hashem. The entire Torah is a sefer of Yiras Shemayim. That's what the Baal Shem Tov wanted to teach. And really, the Rambam, out of all places, he writes this in Mor Nevuchim, Chel Gimel Perek Chavtes. The Rambam writes, if you could just mute your phone, please. The Baal Shem Tov writes please mute your phones, please. That the Rambam writes, Shalaka emes hazeh ein tzarech b'skarvis yilav v'asagas v'tzaynay. He writes that the tachlis ha-tayr is that which the pasuk says, "Va'ata Yisrael ma'asham alokach hashem imach kim liira." That in the middle of Parshas Ekev, right there, the Torah says that Hashem is asking of us Yerushalayim. It's a very overlooked pasuk, but the tachlis of tayr is Avos Hashem and Yerushalayim. And really, these two ma'amarim and the Dagam Machane Ephraim, they're not in dispute with each other. There's the tayr of Reb Shimon, and there's the tayr of the Baal Shem Tov. And the way of the Baal Shem Tov is really built on the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. The whole derech of the Baal Shem Tov was a way of serving Hashem which is built on the teachings of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's why, for example, Chabad Chassidus is very much connected to this message that the Torah HaChabad and the whole derech of Chabad is that everybody should learn the Torah HaChabad, Chabad Chassidus, and the whole mission of Chabad was to bring the Geula through learning Torah HaChassidus. This is something which is not exclusive to Chabad. It's something which was felt by all of the Chassidim and Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, not just the Baal HaTanya, but all of them felt that way. But especially Chabad have a very strong way, a very open way of teaching that the learning of the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov is that exactly which what it means, which goes back to the teaching of the Zohar, that through this Sefer HaZohar, Bnei Yisrael will leave the Golus. And so therefore, this day of the revelation of the Zohar Kaddish, which is Lag BaOmer, it's a simcha which many people are not aware of. What is the great simcha which takes place in Meiron or throughout the world on Lag BaOmer? We know why Pesach is important. We know why Shavuos is important in Sukkot. These are Mefurash Chazal, explicit in the Torah. But what's so special about Lag BaOmer that we're making a big deal? But it's the day of the revelation of the Zohar Kaddish. And that Sefer was a very big accomplishment, the fact that a Sefer like that was able to be revealed, because it's touching upon the Tachlis of creation, which is to bring that time of Yemoisa Mashiach and Olam Haba. It's a very big Simcha, which all the Neshamas rejoice in, and whether they recognize it or not, it was a very big breakthrough in the world, the revelation of this Sefer. And that's why even Beresh Gali doesn't just mean with the revelation of Beresh, which is Reb Shimon and Rabbi Sol Baal Shem, but Gali is also remembers to Lag BaOmer. Gali is the letters Lag. Right? Lag BaOmer is a day of revelation, a revelation of what's considered to be the secret ingredients towards the Geula Shleima. Hashem should open up our hearts to serve Him with Ahava and Yira, that we should be amongst those who are active participants in not only our personal Geulas, but the Geula of all of Klal Yisrael. And the Chosef Reb Shimon and the Torah Reb Shimon, we should be zeiche right away to that Geula Shleima. Me'er v'meinu amen.